For over six decades, India and Pakistan have cooperatively managed the waters of the Indus River system, a vital resource for both nations. Despite enduring conflicts, the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, of 1960 has remained a cornerstone of their bilateral relations, facilitating shared access to water resources. However, recent developments have strained this long-standing agreement. In the wake of a deadly attack in Pahalgam, Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir, which resulted in 26 tourist fatalities, India announced the suspension of the IWT. India's Ministry of External Affairs Secretary, Vikram Misri, stated. What is the Indus Waters Treaty? The origins of the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, can be traced back to the partition of British India in August 1947, when India and Pakistan became two independent nations. After 9 years of negotiations, facilitated by the World Bank, the Indus Waters Treaty was signed in September 1960 by Indian Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru and Pakistani President Ayub Khan. Under the terms of the treaty, India was given control over the three eastern rivers, Ravi, Satluj, and Bayas, while Pakistan was assigned control over the three western rivers, Indus, Jhelum, and Chenab. As part of the treaty, India is required to allow the waters of the western rivers to flow into Pakistan, with only a few exceptions. How will it impact Pakistan? The Indus Waters Treaty grants India limited rights to develop hydroelectric projects on the western rivers, Jhelum, Chenab, and Indus, through run-of-the-river schemes. These are designed to generate electricity without significantly altering the natural flow or storage of water. While this provision allows India a degree of development, the treaty also safeguards Pakistan's interests by allowing it to raise objections to any design that may affect downstream water flow. Pakistan, which receives roughly 80% of the water in the Indus River system, relies heavily on these rivers. Of the 16.8 crore acre-feet of water in the system, India is allocated around 3.3 crore acre-feet. At present, India uses slightly more than 90% of its permitted share, leaving Pakistan deeply dependent on the remainder. This dependence is profound. The Indus River network, comprising the Jhelum, Chenab, Ravi, Bayas, and Sutlej, forms the backbone of Pakistan's agricultural sector. It sustains a population of tens of millions, fulfilling 23% of the country's agricultural water needs and directly supporting nearly 68% of rural livelihoods. Any disruption to this supply could trigger widespread consequences, reduced crop yields, food insecurity, and further economic instability, particularly in regions already burdened by poverty and an ongoing financial crisis.